the second insight I had is that culture can be intentionally shaped. So, you know, every organization or group already has a culture. Like whether you think about it or not, whether you do anything about it or not, you already have a culture. And you can intentionally decide how do we want this to go? And not choosing to intentionally shape the culture of your group is accepting the culture you have. Okay? And when I say culture, and I'll get really clear about what I mean by that in a moment, I mean small c culture, right? Like, there's a culture in this conference, have you noticed? Right? And that came about with a lot of intention. I haven't participated on the volunteer team, but I'd be willing to bet that the team behind this conference spends time together consciously speaking about your shared intention for this conference. Is that true? So I'd be willing to bet there's intentional practice that goes into this conference, not just chairs and logistics and things like that. So lastly, the insight I've had that there's a difference between the culture we want and the culture we got. So let's talk about what culture is. A lot of people are thinking, like in the mainstream media, this is what gets pegged as culture. Silicon Valley particularly, you go anywhere else in the country, they go, oh yeah, they have these great cultures. You know, like they play foosball, the breaks. It's a great culture. You know, they get margaritas on Thursdays. You know. So here's the way I like to describe culture. Culture is revealed by paying attention to the quality of our relationship, or better said, our relating